Hare Krishna. Caste by birth is the perversion of caste by worth. The caste system is one of the most demonized systems of social organization that have come to us from the past. And it is true that the demonization is not just a matter of propaganda. There have been many terrible forms of discrimination that have been done in the name of the caste system. However, the important point to recognize is that this current system, current caste system by birth, caste by birth, is a perversion. We have to look at what is taught originally in the scripture. And if you look at scripture, the Bhagavad Gita is quite clear. Varnash chaturvaranyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashah tasya kartaram apimam vidya kartaram avyayam. So in 4.13 in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, chaturvaranyam maya srishtam, that these four varnas, maya srishtam, that the srishti of the four varnas has been outlined by me, and guna karma vibhagashah, it has been outlined according to guna and karma, according to qualities and activities, that we could put in today's terms as according to one's talents and one's capability to execute those talents. So we could call it character and competence, or we could call it attitude and aptitude, depending on the way we want to phrase it in today's terminology. But the principle is, it is based on intrinsic worth. Now, a person who has the intrinsic worth to be a teacher, to be an intellectual, to be a priest, that person is expected to do Brahminical duties. And a person who has the intrinsic worth to be a business person, that person is given business duties. That person is encouraged to do business duties. So the point here is that the Varna system was according to worth. It was not according to birth. It is according to what one is capable of doing. And now significantly, it is also to be understood that actually even the every varana has its value. It is not that there was discrimination in terms of considering certain varanas to be worthless. There is in the Purush Sukta itself, in the Rig Veda, there is a comparison of the Varanashram with the social body, and therein the varanas, various varanas are compared with the different parts of the body. So for example, the Shudras are compared with the legs. So now, this does it indicate that the Shudras are unimportant? No. Different parts of the body are meant to perform different functions, and the Shudras are meant to perform the function of the legs. Legs are used for moving around, general execution of whatever plans we make, they are to be executed with the legs, usually. They are one of the primary karmendriyas. So, similarly, the Shudras were general assistants and just for executing various activities. And this is not meaning that they were worthless. Now, even the legs have worth to do things. And in those people who don't have legs, they realize how important the legs actually are. Similarly, every Varna has the worth, and it is that according to one's worth that people are given engagement. But unfortunately, when things became stratified, things became too rigid based on just birth considerations, then the worth considerations were subordinated and they were suppressed, worth was suppressed. And that is unfortunate. So even today, in every organization that we see, there is the attempt to engage people according to their talents, because that is the way they can be the most satisfied and they can contribute the most effectively. And that is what is being encouraged in this system of Varanashram. So the Bhagavad Gita talks about Varna according to Guna Karma, not according to Janma. And in this way, It ensures that there is engagement of people according to their worth. And the all people are ultimately worthy of attaining life's highest destination. And that is pure love for God and liberation from this world. So that is the ultimate destination and that everybody can attain. That's where the Bhagavad Gita in 9.32 states that even those who are from lower varnas, mami partha vyapa shutta ye pisyo papa yonaya striyo vaishyastha shudras te piyanti paramgatim te piyanti. That even those who are vaishyas and shudras, they will also attain the supreme destination. And in this way, actually one moves onwards. Everybody contributes according to their worth, and when people contribute according to their worth, their contribution is optimal, and society also prospers by that way. So we certainly today's caste by birth system is unfortunate. It has been exploitative, and certainly it is not something which is to be encouraged or perpetuated. But we don't have to throw the baby out with the dirty water. We don't have to reject the whole principle of Varnashram, but we have to adapt it according to time, place, circumstance in today's situation so that people can be engaged according to their worth in a way that is satisfying for themselves and is harmonious for optimal social contribution. Thank you. Hare Krishna.